just shocking. JFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, young and old.
Hi.
This may seem an unusual procedure, speaking to you before the picture begins, but we have an unusual subject.
Subject.
The story of the birth of freedom. As many of you know,
Cecil,
we turn to ancient historians such as Philo and Josephus.
Who are they?
These historians had access to documents long since destroyed.
What?
Or perhaps lost, like the Dead Sea Scrolls.
You hockey puck?
Dead Sea.
The theme of this picture is whether men are to be ruled by God's laws or whether they are to be ruled by the whims of a dictator like Ramesses.
Yes.
Are men the property of the state? Or are they free souls under God?
There's that word
this
again,
same
Buzz.
Battle continues throughout the world today.
Yeah. Right, old man.
Our intention was not to create a story.
No.
Come on.
But to be worthy of the divinely inspired story, created 3,000 years ago.
All right.
The story takes 3 hours and 39 minutes to unfold.
It's too long.
It's our show.
There will be an intermission. Thank you for your attention.
The Don and Mike Show.
No problemo.
They poke the bear. Don and Mike.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, it's Don and Mike.
They're very busy.
That's cool. I can wait.
Well, I can put you on hold, but a lot of people want to talk to him.
Do they? I got a good Indiana Jones Jr.
They're not doing that anymore. Did they tell you that by any chance?
I heard it, but
haven't you heard when they've had all the listeners call in with the juniors?
Yeah. Why are you still wanting to do it?
I hate that.
Because I want to kill a dying bird.
You want to kill a dying bird? So you're doing it out of malice then?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you really go kill a bird then? Why do you want to kill their radio show?
I think it'll bring...
Hey, I tell you what, is there a chance that you could maybe change what you wanted to talk about and then get on with them? Do you have anything else you wanted to talk about?
No.
No.
No, I didn't think so.
No.
Sorry, man.
Well, they've stopped doing
it. I'll come back when I do, though. Is that all right?
Please do. As quick as you can.
Kill an animal,
though. As quick as I can?
Kill an
animal. I'm not very smart. It might take a while before I figure something out.
Take your time.
Oh, I think you're very smart.
Are you grinning right now?
I'm driving, yes.
Are you grinning? Not driving. Are you grinning right now?
Grinning, smiling?
Grinning? No. No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You're smiling.
I'm at work. Why would I be smiling?
No, you were smiling before. Now you're not a little bit. Now you pretended that you were trying to not to smile.
You know, you sound like a pretty funny guy. Maybe I will put you through to them. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from... Lewiston, Idaho.
Well, why don't we do this? We'll put you through. Don't do the junior thing, and then just chat. Just have a nice chat.
Okay.
Now, want to do it that way?
When they pick up the phone, you don't be like everybody else. Have a lot of energy. Say, "Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?" Tell them you love the show. Tell them where you're from. Mm-hmm. Tell them what station you're listening on, and then get right into it.
But don't do the Indiana Jones Jr. thing. Don't do that, all right?
No, I won't do that.
Right. And I say this to everyone that calls. You know, they're really jerks, people. So I'll apologize in advance.
Okay, well, what do I talk to them about?
Anything that strikes your fancy. But don't say the Indiana Jones Jr. thing, because if you do that, they're going to hang up on you right away.
Don's much worse than Mike. He will hang up on your ass in a second, but if you stay on much longer than that, Mike gets mad and then starts calling people names.
And
okay.
But don't worry about Mike at the outset, because he's normally just drunk.
Okay, I actually do have a question, because I was originally from Sacramento, but I moved
here. All right, hold that thought. Don't give it to us. Give it to the guys when you get on the air. Hold on.
Okay, right. So turn your radio down now.
Okay.
And I need to know, what's your name?
Mike.
And Mike, what's your city?
Lewiston.
All right, hold on, I got to type that in. How do you spell that?
Lewiston.
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 Yes.
Okay.
All right, very good.
Hold on, please.
Okay.
Stand by.
Stay tuned for an outstanding call.
Now, he cannot hear us right now.
Good. All right, let's see if he's rehearsing, perhaps. Rehearsing for his big moment in the sun.
Buzz, why don't you tell him stand by, he's next on the air.
Caller, you still there?
Yeah.
Stand by, you're next on the air. Stand by, be ready to go.
Okay.
Here we go.
Don and Mike show, you're on the air.
How are you doing?
Hey, who's this?
This is Mike from Lewiston, Idaho. How you doing?
Hey, why? We don't give a crap what your name is or where you're calling from.
Sorry. Hey, well, I had a question.
Oh, you stupid ass.
We don't have time for questions. We're not doing the question segment.
I hate you. I hate you. I hate you.
I hate you, too.
Good. Then it's mutual.
How did you get on the air?
No, actually, I like you guys a lot. I was calling for...
Wait a minute.
Answer the question. How did you get on the air?
I don't know. I called up and the
were
guy
you
talked
screened?
To me and they put me through.
Were you screened?
Somebody put you through?
Yes.
You are essing me.
I'm not.
Hold
I'm
on.
Serious.
Hold
no,
on
you are
second.
Not telling the truth. You didn't speak to anybody on our staff.
Yeah, I did. You know, I'm driving truck. You know, I just, you know.
There is no way that this
I
is a screen call.
A time. No, I called, you know, to ask you a question, but.
There is no way this was a screen call.
Yeah, serious.
Do you swear?
I swear to
Hold on. I don't believe you. Hold on. I'm going to put you on to Joe. Joe, you straighten this out with this guy. Hold on, please. You want to be us or be Joe this time?
Joe.
Go ahead, Mike.
WJK.
Yeah?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Mike.
This is Joe George. Are you the guy they put on hold?
Yeah, I guess.
What are you doing, man? They're going to fire me.
Sorry, I just told you I didn't have anything to talk to. I wanted to ask him a question.
You're screwing my whole mojo up, man. You're really screwing me up. You're going to get... No, it's not funny, man. You're going to get me fired. I'm going to have to power wash decks for 30 years.
I hope your resume is good, then.
You don't give a damn, man, do you?
I a little bit.
All right, if I put you on the air again, I want you to give a different name. Make up a name. It says here on my computer screen, your name is Mike.
Yeah.
All right, change it to Jim, and try to get your act together, all right?
Well,
I got to do that, dude.
I don't have anything to say, so what do I need to...
Just do it, man. You got to help me out. They're going to fire my ass. All right?
Well, you better find a new job, I guess.
No, say your name is Jim. Help me out, dude.
Hey, dude, they don't have anyone calling. They need to call on the air right now.
Yeah, I'm sure they got a lot of people calling.
All right, I'm going to... You call yourself Jim. Will you do that for me and try to be entertaining?
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, hold on.
I know. Why is this so much fun?
Because.
Hey there, Don and Mike Show. What's happening?
Hi, how are you?
Who's this?
This is Jim.
Hey, Jim, what's up?
How you doing, Jim?
Not much.
What's happening?
You ready for that game tonight? God damn, I am. How many hours till Peyton Manning is on my high-def TV? Oh, I love him. Hey, Jim, can I tell you something? You're a great caller. Who was the last douche we had? That guy that I hung up on.
That guy, you know, I don't know what his mission was. He sucked.
He was an ass, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
He was a retard.
What can we do for you? You're a great caller. Seriously, what can we do for you?
Am I? Yes. I just want to call and say I love your guys' show.
Oh, your guys'. I'm sorry. No matter what it is. No matter what it is, that is a violation. Even if he was starting to slowly grasp it with his tiny little brain.
I don't think he was.
I don't think he knew where he was. I do not think he knew where he was.
You guys. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
What not?
Hi.
Hey, after Joe's fantastic performance, I'd like to ask Mike to do his impression of the sea captain.
Of a sea captain?
Yeah.
Rob, I have no idea what he's talking about.
From the Simpsons.
You know, the pirate guy?
The pirate guy?
The pirate? Who's the... Yeah.
He's not a pirate. He's a sea captain.
Sea captain.
But he sort of speaks like
a pirate.
I
only do like Grandpa Simpson, Homer Simpson, Mr. Burns, Smithers.
I don't even know if that guy has... I think that guy's voice is similar to the guy that works at the school with the pitchfork.
Is he talking when I did all the Simpsons and you asked for the sea captain and I didn't know how to do him?
And you were upset at the point, yeah.
Oh, okay, well, I'm upset again.
Oh, see what you people have done now?
Oh, I'm a hothead.
Look at that.
I am a hothead. I am trembling with anger.
The host is upset.
You're so angry.
Angry.
You're so angry.
Let me see. All right, Don, really, since he asked for it, yes. I'll do the sea captain.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara. As he does that impressionist thing, turns around, straightens his hair, moves his collar.
Arr. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. I'm here
Get
all
on.
Week. Thank
Get
you
on.
Very much. The sea captain from The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, because he requested it, Larry.
Why?
Well, I you know, wanted to satisfy the listener.
Why?
Because he asked for something, and when somebody asks for something, I do.
Why?
It's quite simple, Larry. He
Why
asked
do
for...
you favor rape?
I do not, Larry.
Why?
I don't favor
Why?
Rape. Larry, you're backing me Why? Into a corner. Stop it!
I love when Mike does the sea captain, because that's my affectionate name for my wife.
Can I give me a C?
The sea captain.
Don and Mike show.
Captain of the team.
Well, then she would be like that girl captain of the Enterprise, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Sea captain.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Carrie Janeway.
Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hey, Michael.
Yes?
I just wanted to say I came into Washington, D.C. From Reno, Nevada to visit and stopped Michael. By your place. And I mean, my O'Mara's, and it's very nice.
I don't mean to laugh.
That's a great review.
I can't tell you how grateful I am. I don't mean to laugh at you. I am so very sorry that I am laughing at you, but it is one of those segments that I am laughing at you. Come by tonight and I'll do the sea captain for you.
Thank you. Don't forget free botulism tonight.
Oh, no.
At Mike's.
No, of course not.
That's the name of the band, right?
Yeah, it's the name of the band we have. They're
botulism.
Fantastic. They're a goth band.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
I love hello, crunch, pop.
Welcome, click, grunt, quest for fire.
We are here for you, sir.
We're speaking caveman now. The Don and Mike show, so easy, even a caveman can do it.
It's you.
Everywhere I go, do-do-do-do-do,
hey.
There's always something to remind me.
You know, when you're talking about cavemen, though, there's one good caveman and then there's another bad caveman. They're on the same commercials, yeah. But they're the one in the psychiatrist's office with the lady from The Godfather is not the good caveman.
Is the good caveman the one that says, excuse me, we're trying to have a conversation out here, or is he the one that calls when he sees the thing in the airport?
You know, now that you bring that up, there are actually three cavemen. There are three cavemen, but the one that I like is the one, the original one that's having dinner with the guy that bitches about it, and the guy that sees the thing in the airport is the original. He's the good caveman.
And you know, on the caveman TV show that's coming out on ABC, great idea. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. None of the cavemen from the Geico commercials are going to be in that.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's other guys dressed up like cavemen.
You know, even though it's that heavy makeup, you do have that one guy that's got the particular look.
Yeah.
That makes me laugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, now, really, I am finally, after all that saturation with the Geico commercials, I am finally getting to the point where it just doesn't, it's just a dull feeling that I get when I look at the caveman. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have anything to it anymore.
Good time for ABC to throw that on us as an every week show.
Yeah, they took the bull and ran with it. It's fantastic.
Buzz?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Rob?
Don.
Who likes to gamble?
I do.
Everybody does.
Not as much as I used to.
We got just enough time to play some Holly Morris roulette.
All right.
Postponed from yesterday.
Very good. Hey, look at it. There's the little wheel.
The Holly wheel.
Now, as you know from hearing us talk about her on the show, she works at Fox 5 here in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
She is like a hyperactive poodle.
Has tremendous energy and wit.
If there's, as I've mentioned, butter churning, mm-hmm. horse shoeing.
If there's a county fair and this is the season.
Cow pie dropping contest.
Right.
She's there.
Synchronized swimming.
And then after she, cleans out stalls, she goes back to the station 2 hours later, puts on a business suit, and does the news.
And lowers her energy by about 50%. She is not nearly as hyper as she is when she's out in the field.
Right. So we're going to play Holly Morris roulette right now.
Very good.
Would you like to hear Holly Morris water polo?
Mm-hmm.
Holly Morris sheep?
We haven't heard that. We haven't heard either one of those, actually.
From today,
yeah.
Holly Morris scaring kids, pretending she's David Beckham. What's the one that I'm missing here, Robbie?
Well, there was the original that we did play, which was Holly Morris with the brides.
That was just an example, though.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we have sheep, water polo, Girl Scouts.
That's it, the
Girl Scouts. Girl Scouts and the one from today, David Beckham.
Shearing sheep, Girl Scouts, David Beckham.
Right.
And what's the other one?
Water polo.
Water polo.
Right, which is the most annoying, Rob?
I think some of the Beckham stuff is the most annoying.
Really?
Very timely.
That's from today. Yeah. All right, well, let's play Holly Morris roulette. And let's see where it lands.
All right, I'm going to put my chip on shearing sheep. See what happens.
It's David Beckham, Mike.
Okay, let's see what happens.
Winner.
David Beckham.
She was out in front of RFK Stadium with children, you see.
You're still going to be a winner, Mike, because you're going to get to hear the most hyperactive woman on television.
I love her.
All right. Holly Morris Roulette. Here we go.
Holly, good morning.
That was so nice of you to call me a teenager, Gravier.
I mean, do you need to hear any more
than
that?
No, I mean, that's it. I mean, you can hear it. We can spin the wheel again. You can hear that energy level where, you know, it's actually in the stratosphere. Okay, let's see if we get sheep shearing now.
Oh. Oh. I'm sorry, it's David Beckham again.
God, no luck for me today.
Holly, good morning.
That was so nice of you to call me a teenager, Gravier. I really appreciate that compliment. No, you know, actually what I was just thinking when you guys were talking about bending up like Beckham, I was like, if they did a movie every time someone dreamed of David Beckham.
All right, hold on. Really? Let's spin it this time.
All right. Are you going to play it for real this time?
Yep.
And not put your thumb on the wheel like you did the last two times?
I promise.
Okay, sheep shearing. Oh, damn it.
Sorry, Mike.
What is the deal? I'm not lucky. Well, it's just like a regular casino.
Girl Scout camp.
Okay.
Good morning. I love the Girl Scouts. I was one growing up, and I love camp. I went to camp growing up, and you always know the sign of a good camp. You know how you know that? Because they have a great welcome song. Hit it. We
Yeah, baby, that winner. Everybody wins.
Hold on a second.
Wow.
Trying to find all of them now.
They're all.
Okay.
Place your bets.
Number eight. Okay, place your bets now. Which one's going to come up? Here we go, Mike.
All right. Let me see. I'm going to try sheep shearing.
No more bets.
No more bets. Here we go.
Water polo.
Jeez.
But you combine that with a leisurely sport of inner tubing, and you get inner tube water polo. So what's that all about? Holly Morris is checking it out. Hi, Holly.
Well, listen, this is what I think. I know the Summer Olympics in Beijing are still a year away, but I think there's time for us to lobby to get this sport in. I know you guys would be...
She's very low energy there. She picks it up. Yeah. All right, well, you've heard a little bit of all of them. Really now, no betting. We're just going to pick one at random.
I want the brides. No more bets. Oh, damn it.
It's Beckham.
Beckham again.
It's Beckham.
Scaring the children.
All right, let's hear her scaring. Let's actually hear her scaring the children.
Holly, good morning.
That was so nice of you to call me a teenager, Gravier. I really appreciate that compliment. No, you know, actually what I was just thinking when you guys were talking about bending up like Beckham, I was like, if they did a movie every time someone dreamed of David Beckham, there'd be a whole lot of sequels to that movie. All kidding aside.
Would they really, you stupid, overactive bitch?
She needed a mop this morning, too, because she was all about a beautiful day.
When does she scare the children?
Coming up. They're playing soccer behind her, you say.
And, Mike, she has a, you know, on PTI, when they pretend they're someone and they have a face on a stick?
Right.
She has the David Beckham face on a stick, which she keeps putting in kids' faces and going, hi, I'm David Beckham.
Part of the real David Beckham hype.
David Beckham is an incredible soccer talent. The fact that he's incredible looking is just an added bonus. But he has given an energy to soccer here in the States that a lot of people have been looking for some time. But we want to talk to some of the ladies that are going to be at the games tonight. So as you guys do your drills and come on around here, come in. I'll give you a chance to talk to David Beckham. Look, it's not everybody that can say that. Stop. Come here.
Wow!
You know, keep in mind she's got the face on a stick,
and she's pretending she's David Beckham with the children.
And there are little girls, well, teenage girls, behind her,
frightened
in a soccer formation, and they're like running away from her.
Sure.
If you run into David Beckham, what would you say? Look, you're talking to him.
That you're a really good soccer player.
Very good.
Hey, hold on. Wait. You got listen to the kids' tone. Yeah. Even the kids giving you that you're a really good soccer player.
If you run into David Beckham, what would you say? Look, you're talking to him.
That you're a really good soccer player.
Very good. Right. I'm impressed with that. So how excited are you to go to the game tonight?
Really excited. I just hope that he actually plays.
Are you going to be a little disappointed if he doesn't?
I'll be glad if he gets in at all.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I just like watching soccer, but...
You just want to really see the talent. You'd like to see some of his moves?
Yeah.
Oh, you and me both, girl. All right. Who next? Who's coming? Who's excited
pulling
to come
him
to
in by
tonight?
The hair.
Who next? Who next now? Who next?
Soccer, it's star, the celebration, the sport, and even a surprise. We have it all live next. Bob? Good morning, and you really can sense the excitement in the city. I'm telling you, this is not just another day at RFK, not just another soccer game. This is the soccer game of the season. Before we go, I want to check in one more time with my team here, because I want Marilyn and Heather. Where's Marilyn and Heather? Come on over here. Marilyn and Heather.
No.
They play for Stoddard Fusion. Ouch. And come on over. Hey, do you guys have tickets to the game tonight? You don't. Would you like to go?
We're going
to
spin it again, Mike.
All right. I vote for sheep shearing.
I don't know what's going to come up, Mike. I really don't.
Sheep shearing.
I really don't.
Good morning. I love the Girl Scouts. I was one growing up, and I love camp.
Like,
I went to camp growing up, and you always
spin it again, Don.
Where's the sheep one, Rob?
Because they have a great welcome song. Hit it.
Hit it. Oh, we're spinning the wheel again. No more Girl Scouts. I go for sheep shearing.
Have you found anyone you like yet?
Oh, it's the bride.
There's some that I've seen that look
It landed
great,
on bride.
So have you got any bartering tactics?
It's all about the train.
All about the train. She wants a train here. Anybody got a dress with a big train? She's willing to barter for a train. All right. Let's move on over here and see what else we can find. I kind of like this girl's method up here. She's high, so everyone can see her dress. Oh, now this is kind of nice. Oh, hello. Hello. Hello.
All right, I vote for sheep shearing.
Rob, do we find the sheep one?
Hey, look!
All right, he landed on sheep shearing.
It's August, and fairs are underway all over this country, and right here at Fox 5, we're going to be featuring a lot of them.
Indeed we are, and let's go out right now to the Howard County Fair, which opens Saturday. It's the 62nd year of the fair, and Holly Morris is getting some farm lessons, if you need them.
Listen to that.
It's really fun. You know, every time I come out to the fair, I do the fair circuit every year. I always learn something new. And if you're someone that goes to the fair and you limit yourself to the rides and the funnel cakes, I know they're good, and I know it's fun, then you're really not getting the full fair experience.
Is there a problem?
So we're here
you never shut up.
Friendship, Maryland, where we are down on the farm.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Close and personal with the animals. Tommy Mullenix is the sheep supervisor, and he joins me. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you all?
Shut up.
Right. About what makes your fair unique.
Well, God.
Oh, my God.
I like rape.
Oh, my God. No. Oh, wow.
We'll play full-blown Holly Morris roulette at another point where we'll actually hear her screaming, scaring children.
Yes. I like that energy level. I truly do.
Some of the topics
we have. What would you say to David Beckham?
Oh, he's spinning it again. What the hell is it going to land? I got my sheep shearing. I vote for the brides.
Yeah. How about I give you four tickets?
It's Beckham again.
Are you serious? I'm totally serious. I'm serious. You might see David Beckham play. Are you excited?
Thank you.
No, don't thank me. Thank DC United, because they're the one making it happen.
Ugh.
But just remember, Holly Morris hooked you up. Ooh. David Beckham first, Holly Morris second. All right?
All right. Okay.
They're trembling. They're so excited.
They're trembling because they're so excited.
Back to you.
Thank you, Holly.
Those guys are fed up, too.
Thank you, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, C-Word.
Help me, help me.
How long is it till you come in to pretend to be an anchor person? Oh, Buzz, stand by.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. This is the news.
We're going that way right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.